AP News. I'm Hayafin Juwani. President Biden wants a sharp boost in tariffs on Chinese steel as he courts voters in Pittsburgh. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
At the United Steelworkers headquarters today, the president will call for tripling levies on Chinese steel and aluminum. The White House insists the move is more about shielding American manufacturing from cheap imports than it is about firing up a union audience. Senior administration officials say China produces about half the world's steel and sells it on the world market for less than half what U.S.-produced steel costs. But higher tariffs can pose their own economic risks by potentially making steel and aluminum more expensive, and thus making things like cars and other key goods cost more for American consumers. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Dallas megachurch pastor, over leadership of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's longtime civil rights organization, resigned after less than 3 months on the job. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Reverend Freddie Haynes told the AP that he submitted a letter with his resignation as head of the Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition, effective immediately. Haynes said that he is honored to have been asked to lead, but that he felt it was necessary to move on. He cited what he called challenges that continued to exist, but declined to elaborate further. Reverend Jackson, a central figure in the modern civil rights movement, has faced numerous health issues in recent years. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Mary Claire Jalinek reports that Democrats could quickly call votes to dismiss two articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, has not yet said exactly what he's going to do, but it is widely expected that they will in some way vote to end the trial or call a vote to end the trial.
This is AP News. There's a newly released report on last year's deadly fires in Maui.
The report says that the Maui Fire Department was no match for a series of blazes, including one that killed 101 people in August 2023 in the historic town of Lahaina. Chief Brad Ventura of the Maui County Fire Department says they've identified several areas for improvement.
First one's to fully stock our relief apparatus. Second's to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
Last August, some firefighters carried victims piggyback over down power lines to safety. The report made public by the Western Fire Chiefs Association is the first of two major assessments of the fires coming out this week. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Hayafin Juwani, AP News.